us had to go through that to get to this.
One of the great voices in music history. The amazing Mary Clayton is back with a brand new album produced by Lou Adler called Beautiful Scars. Quite a story behind that album, from the woman who has sung with the likes of the Rolling Stones, Ray Charles, Carole King. We had a chance to talk with Mary Clayton on Friday about her comeback and the brand new album. Mary, hello there. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How are you today?
I am just wonderful. How are you?
I am wonderful also, darling.
I am so happy to talk with you after listening and being so moved and inspired by the new album. And, of course, the story behind it, too, for people who don't know, you were in a devastating accident not long after the release of 20 Feet from Stardom. But I understand it was while you were still in the hospital recovering that you told your friend Lou Adler that you would sing and you would record again.
Well, he just was insistent. I mean, every time I would speak to him, he's known as, affectionately known as Uncle Lou. All of my life and career, he has always just been my anchor and my dear, dear friend. And after the accident had happened, he would call two or three, he would either come or he'd call two or three times a day. So he was just adamant. He says, "Mary, you got to get well." He was encouraging me. "You got to get well because you know you have to sing again." And to know Lou, he talks above a whisper, "Mary, you have to sing again." And I'm saying, "Please, Lou, do you know what I've just been through?" This is what I'm saying to myself. I don't know if I want to sing again. I won every award in the world. We had just won an Oscar for 20 Feet from Stardom. We had just won People's Choice Award. We had just done the Sundance. We had just won a Grammy. We won everything for that film. And I said, "Well, you know, I don't know if I really need to sing again, you know." So he says, "No, you have to get well so you can sing again." So he was so insistent that after I got out of the hospital, he says, "You know what? We should do a record. You really need to do." So we started calling. He started calling my dear friend Terry Young, who's the co-producer. And Terry said, "Oh, I have great songs. I have these songs for Mary. I've been holding these songs and holding these songs." He says, "I'm coming over, and I want to play them for you." So we made a date. He came over, and he played Oh, What a Friend. That was the very first song. I think it's about the eighth or ninth song on the record. And it just touched our souls. And then he played Deliverance. And then he played Room at the Altar, and we were just floored. So we had three songs. And then he says, Lou says, "You know what? We're going in the studio." I said, "What?" He says, "Yeah, we're going to the studio. We need to record these songs." We're in the studio, and we're sitting and just kind of hanging out and doing listen back. And he turns to me, and he says, "You know what? Let's call Diane." I said, "Diane who?" "Diane Warren." So I said, "Diane Warren?" He says, "Yes." So he spoke to Diane in the studio, and she says, "Well, what's going on?" And he says, "Well, I'm sitting here with Mary Clayton, and we're doing this record." "Doing a record? What? I don't know. I thought Mary," she said. He says, "No, she's fine, and we're doing this record." She says, "Lou, I'll have you and Mary a song in 2 weeks." So she sat back and penned Beautiful Scars, which is one of the greatest songs I've had the opportunity to do in my entire career. And it was so apropos for what I had been through.
It is such a beautiful and powerful song. And the whole album, in many ways, brings you back to your roots, singing in your father's parish, the New Zion Baptist Church.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it just took me all the way back. Sometimes you wonder, well, why do these artists, they go back to gospel, or they go back to worship songs, or they go back. Well, when you go through what I went through, you're going to be thankful. To me, this was a humble offering to God, this record, for giving me my life back. Because, you know, by any means, I mean, anything that, had you looked at the car or looked at anything that was a part of that accident, I didn't, you know, I shouldn't have been here. But nothing happened to my throat. Matter of fact, I asked the doctor, he says, "Well, Miss Clayton, we had to make some serious decisions, you know," and he's got his hand on my shoulder and said, "He's going to tell me what had happened." Of course, I already knew what had happened. He said, "We had to amputate both legs from the knee down." So, you know, the first thing I asked the doctor, "Did anything happen to my voice?" He said, "No, nothing happened to your voice, Miss Clayton. We knew you were a singer. Your voice is perfect." I said, "Well, I'll be all right. Nothing happened to my voice. I can deal with the rest. But if nothing happened to my gift, I'm good.
We're talking with Mary Clayton on Downtown. One of the most moving songs on the album is one you recorded, I think, 50 years ago, the great Leon Russell tune, A Song for You, yes. and such a different read on it from when you first did it, but also so wonderful to have your late husband, Curtis, and his beautiful work on that song as well.
Yes, yes. I was floored. I was floored when Lou said to me, he said, listen, I'm going to send the song down. I didn't know he had done that. I'm going to send something down for you to listen to, but Kevin has to be sitting next to you. He said, what do you mean, my son? That's his godson, is my son. So he said, Kevin, you need to be there with your mother when you play the song. So we're sitting and we're listening, and I hear the first part, and then comes the solo, and my son looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, Mom, that's Dad. Mm-hmm. Lou had taken the solo from the Mary Clayton album and dropped it into Beautiful Scars album, and it was just beautiful. And then the tears came, and then all that emotion came, you know. But I thought it was just great, a perfect idea. And it sounds just incredible. And I'm just really honored and happy that he's on this with me.
I also love, speaking of family, the Ooh Child medley and you getting to work with your granddaughter. How great is that?
Yes, she's the best thing in the world. She says to me, oh, Grandma, I said, Kylia, you think? Her name is Kylia. I said, Kylia, you think you can do this? She says, Grandma, I'm your granddaughter. Of course I can do this. I am your granddaughter, Grandma. Uncle Lou, I can do this. He said, are you sure you can do this, Kylie? And she says, oh, yes, Uncle Lou. I am, that's my grandma. You know, she taught me well. She has a mouth on her like me, of course. And so she did a great, great job. I was very, very proud of her. And she just stood there like a seasoned pro. I couldn't believe it. Of course, I left so she wouldn't have to get, you know, have to look at me and want, want to know if I'm doing okay. I left out the studio and left her in Lou's hands and Terry's hands and Lou's wife's hands. And she did very, very well. She stood there like a seasoned pro. And she also did some background work with all of her aunties who were like the Waters, you know, Maxine and Julia. And they had tears in their eyes and said, Mary, that baby stood there with us and sung like a seasoned pro. We couldn't believe it. They knew her since she was 2 years old. So, you know, it was just a great experience. And so Terry looks at me, the other producer, he turns around and says, well, Mary, you have passed the torch. I said, oh, the torch has been passed? He says, the torch has been passed. But she's a great kid and very, very gifted.
You've told the story a million times, and it was documented so well in the film 20 Feet from Stardom. But my favorite part of the story of your work with the Rolling Stones on Gimme Shelter is not getting called in the middle of the night, making your way in there, but it's the fact that after you had done it once and you listened to it, was it Mick or was it the producer who said, you want to give it one more pass and try it again, and you knocked it out of the park?
No, well, Mick held up one finger, you know, like one more time, and then Jimmy said, Mary, you want to do it one more time? I said, well, I'm going to give you one more for safety, and then I'm going home. I said, well, okay, just keep the crack. Can you keep the crack in your voice? I said, I don't know if I can keep the crack or not, but I'll try. And so we did it again, and the crack was still there because it was late. You know, I was a little bit tired and a little bit pregnant, you know. So we did it, and it was wonderful, and I'm waving goodbye. I only did it two or three times, and then I was out. I was gone. Because it was so emotional, and it was so high. It was really high, you know, especially the rape murder, and was really, really high. I don't know where I got that voice from that late at night. But apparently it was part of my destiny to do that record.
Absolutely. Well, and to do this new record as well, it is such a wonderful record, Beautiful Scars, the brand new one from Mary Clayton. I think some of the absolute best work of your career. It is a delight for us to get to talk with you, Mary. We wish you good health and continued success.
Thank you so much.